As part of efforts to increase border security, the Trump administration has proposed hiring 5,000 additional Border Patrol agents. But there have been concerns that some agents destroying water left in the desert by humanitarian aid groups has caused issues, and that migrants are seen as threats to American security rather than as people looking for economic opportunity. Former Border Patrol agent Francisco Cantu writes about those issues and others in his new book, The Line Becomes a River, Dispatches from the Border, and he's with me. Francisco, why did you join the Border Patrol, and what were your expectations for the job?
I joined the Border Patrol right after college, and in college I had studied immigration and border issues. And I think, you know, my idea of the Border Patrol was probably similar to what a lot of people's understanding of it might be. I wasn't really a law enforcement-minded type person. But coming out of college, you know, I was looking at it as sort of an extension of my education. I grew up in Arizona. My mother was a park ranger. You know, so I grew up close to the desert. And I felt like a lot of the learning that I had done in college about immigration and border issues, it felt very severed from the landscape. And I guess I sort of became hyper-obsessed with the line itself, like the actual terrain where the border divided the two nations. And yeah, I wanted to understand that place, and I wanted to be out in that place, you know, day in and day out. And when I thought about the different ways I could do that, even though I didn't see myself as a Border Patrol agent, I thought that, you know, that would give me the best opportunity to do that. And I thought it would also expose me to answers to all these questions that I had, all these policy questions.
How much more dangerous has the border become in the time of the coyotes and the smugglers and however we want to describe them, as opposed to what had been more of a guest worker program? I think we'd describe it that way. Does it feel like a much more dangerous place, and the people who are out there are more desperate?
I do think that our policy has served to make the border a much more dangerous place. And, you know, quite often, you know, we will point the finger as a nation or as an agency at the drug cartels and say that that's why this place has become violent. I really think that that's intimately linked with our own immigration policy and our sort of failure to update it or to reform it. You know, we've had in place ever since the 90s, there's been this policy of enforcement through deterrence. And in this policy, you know, you sort of enforce the urban, easy to cross parts of the border and push those crossings out into the more dangerous, rugged terrain. And so what that does is it really serves to weaponize the landscape.
Now, you describe in the book that you went through some, I'm going to call it stress, although it's much stronger than that, and you had nightmares and that sort of thing. Did you feel guilt in some aspects of this job?
You know, in the Border Patrol, there's not really a culture of talking about the ways that you might be affected by that work, or the ways that that work might be causing you to sort of set aside compassion or a broader sense of humanity. And I think that, you know, that's similar with a lot of military and law enforcement jobs. I pushed a lot of that aside. I pushed a lot of those doubts about what I was doing away. And I think that probably most agents do that. You know, you do that in order to just get up every day and show up at work and continue doing the same thing that you're doing. Those doubts, I think, began to manifest themselves more and more loudly in my subconscious, in these, you know, these dreams and these nightmares. Those were alarm bells, I think. You know, your subconscious is quite often attempting to grab hold of you and shake you out of a waking stupor. And the only other thing in my life that sort of served to do that was, I guess, my mother, you know, who was sort of constantly interrogating me and calling me back to a sense of who I was before I joined that job or who I was outside of that job.
So what do you make of where we're at now? We have a situation where the Trump administration has, in some ways at least, drastically changed policies, even though President Obama was labeled by some deporter in chief, so in some ways he was not exactly seen in favorable ways. Where do you think we're at in terms of the understanding of what goes on at the border and what our policies should be?
I think that in a lot of ways, perhaps for many people that live along the border, the day-to-day realities of the place are perhaps not that different now than they have been. I think that there's more attention focused on the border. There's more eyes. There's more people paying attention. But the gravity of what occurs here, the violence that occurs here, the dehumanization of migrants who are risking their lives to cross the border is something that has been sort of ongoing across every administration. I do think that the level of rhetoric, the degree to which our rhetoric has been debased, is alarming. You know, migrants have long been, I think, dehumanized in the media, dehumanized by our political discourse. You know, we use these words like a flood of migrants or an uptick in migration as if migrants are sort of this line that can be plotted on a graph. The idea of like a cat and mouse game, you know, all of this language encourages us to think about migrants as part of this indistinguishable mass of people, one indifferent from the next.
And considering how people feel about immigration and the border and whatnot, what kind of reaction have you gotten? And have you been surprised, pleased, whatever it may be, by it?
You never know what sort of political landscape your book is going to be released into. I was working on this book long before Trump announced his candidacy. And the entire time I was working on this book, I imagined that it would be sort of seen as a relic of a much uglier time. And of course, that's really not the case. And I think, you know, my position as a former Border Patrol agent, I'm writing from a place of great privilege and as a person who has wielded a lot of power over people. And so I think what a lot of people see when they look at this book is the narrative of a former cop. And they say, you know, that's not the narrative that we need to be hearing right now. And to be honest, in a lot of ways, I agree with that. I think that the people who we most need to be giving a platform to, the people whose voices we most need to be hearing right now are the voices of migrants, because these are the people who are most directly affected by our immigration and border policy. We have to listen to them.
Francisco Cantu is a former U.S. Border Patrol agent and author of the book, The Line Becomes a River, Dispatches from the Border. Francisco, a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
The pleasure's all mine. Thanks for having me.